Yeah, that's what everybody tells me. I mean, they're pretty shocked, actually, but they say it's because I got it up so high in the air. At home, I got it up about 30 foot. I'm only 25 foot here.
Still better than my setup. Mine's on a metal tripod, which already detunes it more than the horrible antenna it is itself. And that's just on my roof right now, so give or take 10 feet.
You sound like the type of guy that can make a better flower pot than me. Maybe you should try it out. You seem like the type of guy who would love to make one.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely look into that. My first ever antenna build was just sticking a Nagoya up on the end of a PVC pipe and then draping a wire down to ground it. So I have some experience using PVC pipes to make horrible antenna mounts, so I might actually do that.
Well, what I happen to have a, what do I got? I got about, I made a flower pot out of about a 6 foot piece of PVC I had. Then I put it on a 8 foot piece of PVC I had and connected together. Then I put it on a old tree saw that was extendable fiberglass. And that's what I got. So I can extend it about 8 foot beyond that. And then I just clamp it up to a post I got at home. It seems to work really good. I'm really impressed with it. I can't wait to get my Comet up in the air. Maybe tomorrow with the 6 dB gain on it. And it should obviously work better.
Yeah, the default antennas that are already tuned from the factory, those usually perform better than anything handmade, but it really depends on how you're mounting it, how high you're mounting it, how it's grounded, what kind of coax you're using. There's just so many variables on things, but if you know the actual antenna is good, if it's a Comet one, it's probably good, so antenna will probably perform a little bit better than your current one, but I don't really know the setup that much.
Well, my plan is with my Comet, I'm going to test it on a pole, on a semi-setup, just like I got with this flower pot. And then I'm going to get some chimney straps and stab it to the chimney and run a ground. And maybe you know this because you seem really smart. I was going to run a lightning ground down to a ground rod and also a static ground. And I'm assuming that both will be better. And maybe you got an answer for that.
I do not have an answer for that. I'm not really that much of a safety kind of guy, so all of my antennas are ungrounded right now. My call sign is KF8GTK, just to make the FCC happy, and can we leave a little pause here, see if any stations want to break in for any reason?
KF8HDI.